3. And we'll start with the first story in the Mid-Devon Advertiser. Museum celebrates lottery cash funding. Expansion plans for Newton Abbott Museum have been given a major boost with the announcement of a grant funding from the National Lottery Heritage Fund. The museum has received over £800,000 grant to create a new state-of-the-art museum collection store. There will be an interactive space for the members of the community to get more involved with behind-the-scenes museum activities. The news was announced at a celebration event of Newton's Place, which marked 5 years since the transformation of a derelict Victorian church in Newton Abbott's much-loved museum. The current museum store is not accessible to the public with narrow corridors, nor is it large enough to house the museum's collection of 17,000 plus objects. An extension to the museum will enable better access for the collection to be housed in one bespoke space. Currently, some artifacts are stored in off-site rental units. The project will make a fundamental change to the level of care, community access, and space provided for the stored collections by building a single-story extension to the museum to house an environmentally innovative and accessible collection store. With community engagement at the heart of this project, a programme of behind-the-scenes community activities will be delivered. Museum curator Dr. Charlotte Dixon said, "We are absolutely thrilled to have been awarded this grant from the National Lottery Heritage Fund, made possible by players of the National Lottery. The museum prides itself on being an accessible and inclusive place to visit, but unfortunately, this isn't currently reflected in the collection stores. This grant will enable the construction of a brand new, sustainable and accessible store with space to run community activities, enabling visitors to experience behind the scenes in the museum and to engage further with the history of the town through the objects we care for. It will ensure the collection is preserved now and for future generations." Following a year of consultation with the public, we have taken on board and adapted plans for the building and the range of exciting and unique activities that we will be running throughout the 3-year project and beyond. We are excited to start this project and will soon be fundraising to support the grant. We look forward to sharing progress and to welcoming you to our new store soon. Stuart McLeod, National Lottery Heritage Fund Director of England, London and the South said, "The creation of a new accessible collection store in Newton Abbott Museum will not only safeguard the town's rich heritage for future generations, but also open up exciting opportunities for the community to engage more deeply with the museum's remarkable collection." This project comes 5 years after the relocation and opening of a new museum for Newton Abbott when it opened in October 2020. It first opened its doors to visitors following a huge project to transform a Grade II listed Victorian church into a new museum, town council offices and community rooms.
Red roses inspire the next generation in Teignmouth. Nearly 100 girls got the chance to meet and train with two Rugby World Cup winners at a festival in Teignmouth on Sunday. Red Roses, Maddie Fianate and Claudia Maloney MacDonald, who were part of the England team that won the Rugby World Cup last weekend, took part in a festival at Teignmouth Rugby Club aimed at inspiring the next generation. "For us to be able to come here and hopefully have a little influence, even if it's just on one or two people's rugby careers, then that would be amazing," Claudia said. "This is exactly our goal, to inspire the girls in the next generation," Maddie agreed. Around 30 of the girls attending the event were trying the sport for the first time. "Some of these girls haven't played rugby before, so just seeing them wanting them to see us do it and then wanting to get involved is really all we wanted," Maddie added. After taking part in rugby training activities, the girls got the chance to ask Claudia and Maddie questions about their journey from grassroots to Rugby World Cup success and have their photographs taken with the England stars. "It's inspiring for them to be able to meet the people they've watched on TV and watched in the stadiums, but also to see that they can achieve this for themselves," commentated parent Kath Wilson. "It was an incredible day's rugby commentator Tynmouth Rugby Club head of girls and women's sport, Paul Scott. It was especially exciting to introduce the sport to girls who had never played before. While at Tynmouth Rugby Club, Claudia and Maddie officially opened the new changing rooms. Without these changing rooms, which give us more space, we can host games for different age groups and males and females, and we wouldn't be able to hold events like this without them, said Tynmouth Rugby Club Chair Mark Layton.
Reggie the Black Swan finds a new home. A new kid on the block is expected to join the Black Swan clan in Dawlish. Reggie, the rogue Black Swan, has been causing a stir since he turned up in Stratford-upon-Avon. The birthplace of William Shakespeare has a healthy population of white mute swans, but Reggie soon gained a reputation as a troublemaker. Reggie, as he was christened by residents, seemed to appear from nowhere, but his behaviour has led to his eviction from the River Avon. He has become infamous in the town after setting up home there 9 months ago, standing out among the native white swan population and terrorising other birds and even tourists. Local swan keeper Cyril Dennis, a former mayor of Stratford, soon wised up to Reggie's antics and named him Mr. Terminator due to his aggressive nature. Reggie has attacked and driven away a male mute swan and moved in on its mate. After what Cyril called further argy-bargy, and after consulting the king's swan man, David Barber, the decision was made to move Reggie on. Cyril said, "It's time for him to be removed from the river. The last 3 or 4 weeks he has caused an enormous amount of trouble. He has tried to take over and even tried to drown a pair of mute swans. Black swans are not native to our rivers, and it's hard to say where he came from." Reggie has since been taken to a vet's before he can be rehomed in Dawlish. Cyril added, "It's the best thing for him. He'll have so many mates who'll be saying, 'Why in heaven's name did I spend 9 months in Stratford-upon-Avon?' I've been talking to the Dawlish warden about it, and he's agreed to take him. I'm so grateful and relieved, as I didn't want him to just go anywhere. In Dawlish, he will be among his own kind. Swans are very interesting animals, but mute swans are very different from black swans. Reggie is currently being kept in a holding pen until he can be moved."